This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going
on. Okay. Well, how you doing? It's the top of the hour. It's a way to start things on Monday. I mean, why not? We actually had a clip from Vice President-elect, Michael Pence, regarding what the cast of Hamilton had to say to the Vice President-elect. I mean, I just can't believe that they would do this. Okay, we got the clip ready? Okay, but anyway, I mean, to kind of set this up a little bit, I mean, I'm really surprised that they would do this at an event. I mean, and you decide if this is appropriate or not, but I think the way the Vice President-elect chose to handle it was in typical Pence form. It was very classy here. Listen to this.
Can no longer threaten our people here at home.
Finally, Vice President-elect, you went to see Hamilton. The actors sent a message to you at the end of the show, and part of it was, we are the diverse America who are alarmed and anxious that your new administration will not protect us. Why do you think they're alarmed and anxious?
Well, first off, I took my daughter and her cousins to the show Friday night. And, John, if you haven't seen it yet, it's a great show. I'm a history buff, and my hat's off to the cast and to the extraordinary team that brought Hamilton to the public. We really enjoyed being there. And I heard the remarks that were made at the end, and what I can tell you is I wasn't offended by what was said. I'll leave to others whether it was the appropriate venue to say it, but I want to assure people who were disappointed in the election results, people who are feeling anxious about this time in the life of our nation, that President-elect Donald Trump meant exactly what he said on election night, that he is going to be the president of all the people of the United States of America. And to see this man who's bringing this energy and this leadership to the process of assembling this team and laying out an agenda to revive our country and strengthen America at home and abroad, is to see someone who is not only a great mind, but a great heart. He's got a heart for the American people. And I just want to reassure anyone, including the actor who spoke that night, that President-elect Donald Trump is going to be president of all the people, and I couldn't be more honored to stand with him.
Right. Vice President-elect Mike Pence will leave it there.
Well, I tell you, that is a classic and classy response from the Vice President-elect. What do you think? Was this the appropriate venue? Here you've got, do you see this as some sort of disrespect to the office, the appropriate venue? Fortunately, I think the Vice President-elect paid for the ticket, but just what you want to do is pay for a ticket and then get editorialized while you're there and having your family. Right, get lectured in that. But his way of responding, I mean, is right on. I mean, Scott, this is one of those deals where you manage expectation. People have gotten themselves whipped up into a fervor, thank you very much, the mainstream media, again, not helping the cause. And, they love to jump on things like this because it points out, the less than of this country and the perceived difference that the country sees with Donald Trump. And I think maybe on one hand, I agree with the governor, the Vice President-elect Pence, that, hey, look, get it all out. Punch yourself out. Let it all come out. Let's address this issue, and it's up for them to decide.
Well,
right?
I agree with what you're saying. And for me, I guess the whole thing was I was like, why would you do that? Why would you say that? And then I started thinking about it. It's not like that's the only time he's ever going to have to address the Vice President. Yeah. But I just feel like it would be better if you hey, we'd like to tell the Vice President that the cast would like to meet him, and then
right.
Come back and then talk.
Yeah, you could have done it there, but let's do it all. But how many other people feel the same way and maybe were uncomfortable with their speech and that it was maybe inappropriate. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Good to have you along with us. It's 5 minutes after.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, and you thought it was over, huh? It's just beginning. But we're moving in one giant step forward, no doubt, to get this country back on track. Hey, by the way, Scott, I got a couple of emails over the weekend. People, interesting, I don't know why all of a sudden, but people wondering about this theme song that we used to open up. And it has been a theme song that I've personally used for many, many years. It is Barry White and the Love Unlimited Orchestra, called Love's Theme. And as I say, I've used it for many years when I did shows, believe it or not, at Disneyland. We would use this song. So it brings back a lot of fond memories. And so that's the title of it, in case there was anybody else that had questions. And it was just interesting, you know, that we had so many questions about this song. So there you got it. Barry White, the Love Theme Orchestra, and Love's Theme. That is the name of the song. Dr. Jerome Corsi is with us right now, who received a PhD in political science from Harvard University, currently a senior staff reporter for WND.com, where he works as an investigative journalist. In 2004, he co-authored the number one New York Times bestseller, Unfit for Command, Swift Boat Veterans Speak Out Against John Kerry. Dr. Corsi, it's always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Great. Good to be with you. Thank you.
Hey, lots to talk about on this, you know, kind of every time we come back around this time of year, we have to talk JFK. But before we get into that, what did you make of the Hamilton cast and their statement of Vice President-elect Mike Pence, who was at the show on Friday with his family to enjoy, like him? I'm a history buff as well. I know you are. And but to be lectured, you know, from the stage, or, you know, I guess maybe not so much lectured, but at least, you know, have their sentiment shared from the stage like that. Did you think that was appropriate?
No, I think it's just bad taste. It shows the left is, you know, they're screeching and screaming. Their demons inside won't let them accept that Donald Trump has been elected president, and their far leftist agenda has been rejected by America, and so they have to lecture everybody. Well, you know, it just shows that the left is intolerant, and it shows that these are elitists. You know, I'd say boycott Hamilton. I haven't seen it. I'm now never going to see the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you know, they say, oh, well, that's great. There'll be plenty of tickets for us. Yeah, take the tickets, go see the show if you want to.
Right.
It's like the NFL. The NFL wants to hold protests against the national anthem. I'm not watching the NFL. I mean, I'm sick of it anyway.
Mm-hmm. And you and about 10 to 15% of America, I mean, their ratings have fallen off. And, you know, has this contributed, you know, this resentment?
Of course it's contributed.
Yeah.
You can't, you know, the American people are not going to tolerate, and I don't think have ever tolerated, disrespect to the nation. Mm-hmm. This Hamilton crew wants to, you know, misbehave and act up. Let them go to France and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Let them show their show in France. Shut it down in Broadway. I mean, it's just a disgrace to Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just boycotting Hamilton. Boycott Broadway. Boycott the whole thing. We don't need to see Broadway.
Well, I got to tell you, it definitely sets them up in such a way that if, you know, their worst nightmares do not come true, which I don't believe they will. I believe that, you know, Donald Trump's going to surprise a lot of people. I mean, as he already has to this point, and the way he governs and what happens with this country. I think we have huge issues to deal with. Are they going to be open to accept success?
I don't know whether they will be or not. You've got these are people, you know, who are deep into the leftist Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, basically the Republican Party has come back to its fundamental roots of America with, you know, and this is like getting a conservative approach to ruling, which Ronald Reagan, I think, best exemplified in modern times. The left is now, you know, Hillary Clinton was farther left than Bill Ayers, and he's a radical 1960s Saul Alinsky hippie pseudo-communist. And they can't tolerate it if the America says to their agenda, it failed.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't tolerate that a return to the fundamental principles of the Constitution are going to, in fact, bring America back to a standard where we can be a benefit to ourselves and the rest of the world. Now, these protests are just like, you know, when your children want to throw food at dinner.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, there's a point where the children have a gripe or something they want to say, you know, a mature adult parent will listen. But, you know, throwing food at table is just a bad behavior, and it shouldn't be tolerated.
Well, I thought that maybe with what happened this year with the Democratic Party, as hard left as they went, and of course they're talking about naming another hard lefty to head the DNC, which I think is one of those moments. But again, it just says, just as you said, it reinforces the idea that they're steep in the Kool-Aid right now, and the shock of this election is not enough for them to really, you know, review the fundamentals, because they've gone so hard left. I mean, almost to the point of irrelevance. But yet what concerns me, Jerry, is that you got so many kids that followed Bernie Sanders that are, you know, they're right in step with this movement to the left and abandoning of constitutional principles, that you go, what did you learn in school?
Well, they haven't learned anything in school. School has become worthless. I think, you know, the idea of, you know, Common Core and the public schools and then the universities teaching, you know, nothing but anti-white, anti-everything socialism. Look, I just wrote a little book called Goodnight Obama.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with cartoons and Goodnight Obama. Obama's now saying he wants to pop off even after he leaves the White House and criticize President Trump when he's in office. If Obama wants to do, we need to say goodnight, Obama.
Yes.
You know, don't let the door hit you on the way out. We've had enough of this 8 years. I wrote about it 2008 when I wrote Abomination. I predicted that he would be far leftist, that he would be pro-Muslim, that he was going to have race conflict intensify in the United States. He was a divider, not a uniter, and his economic record would turn out to be as bad, if not worse, than Jimmy Carter's. We're in a weakened position in the world because of Barack Obama's apology tours, which we are.
Yes.
And it's time for him to, for us to say, goodnight, Obama. Mm-hmm. We're done with it. You know, we've parked this whole agenda. Read the book. I'm saying goodnight to all of his open borders, destroy America initiatives. And I tried to do it in a humorous fashion where you can, you know, take a look at it. But it's time for us to say goodnight to this entire Obama agenda.
Mm-hmm. Well, you think and hope maybe he could follow the example. He says that he did draw some, some example of the Bush administration during the transition. Maybe he might draw the same correlation. We could only hope so that he would bow out.
Hopefully Barack Obama will demonstrate more grace than the cast at Hamilton did.
Yes.
But I'm not counting on it.
Well, again, I think that in terms of expectation, if that is their expectation, I think they are going to be pleasantly surprised. But my question is whether or not they can appreciate and understand success when they see it. I understand.
I doubt it.
Yeah. Our conversation with Dr. Jerome Corsi continues right after this. Stay with us, America. It's 15 after the top of the hour.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
Easy to work. Up antenna, switch on, press talk button, and you broadcast from room to room and even house to house.
For Spanish, press 2.
Porque todos cuentan en el formulario del censo, especialmente los niños. Así ayudas a que tengamos más cosas en nuestra comunidad, como centros de cuidado, escuelas y más.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, Cape and all, man, I'm telling you, I'm just in that kind of mood this morning. Welcome back, America. 19 after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. Our conversation with Dr. Jerome Corsi continues here. Jerry, I was looking at your book, Good Night Obama, a parody. This is really appropriate. I think for some of us who can look back in the last 8 years and go, what kind of nightmare have we been undergoing? You write, here's your chance to say goodnight to Obama in a very special way. Join former President Obama in his nightcap and PJs as he says, good night to America. Good night, birth certificate of unknown source. Good night, jobs without any remorse. Good night, safety. Let's open the borders. Here's your chance to say goodnight to Obama in a very special way. Wow, it's very, very funny. You got cameos of Michael Moore, Hillary, of course, Reverend Wright, Ellen DeGeneres, Vladimir. Got to have Vladimir in there and many more. So I think this is a refreshing exercise and for those that have gone through this horrendous 8-year period and two administrations, this is a bit of, a comic relief, let's say.
Right. And I think it's going to be a well received because the country is really ready, I think, mm-hmm. to move on from Obama and say goodnight to these nightmare years. I mean, it's been truly a trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And I recorded that book. We have a video of that. I'm going to send you the email link to
it. Oh, good.
And put up on your website.
Perfect. Okay, great.
I think it's really fun to just send me an email and I'll respond to it with the link.
Okay, excellent. All right. We'll definitely do that.
And because it's fun. I mean, this goodnight Obama is, it's time to remember the changes that Obama's put into place. Open borders, the flooding of the country with immigrants, the wars in the Middle East, destabilizing the Middle East. I mean, the assaults on the First Amendment, where, it's against religious freedom to, speak out in churches on topics that are biblically determined.
Right.
The assault that we've seen on the Second Amendment. And if Hillary had gotten in, I don't know what we would have done with the Second Amendment. It would have been, a disaster all around.
Yeah, we'd be like Australia, no doubt, in Paris as well. Jerry, the thing is also, in light of what, this president continues to insist on, that things are great, that he did an awesome job. I think this is the huge disconnect, and I appreciate, even though it's a parody, it helps, kind of remind us that, it was that bad. That we didn't get to keep our doctors, that America's national security is compromised. I mean, forget about the border. Forget about jobs and make jokes of shovel-ready jobs that, how many American families did that affect? We paid a ton of flipping money for shovel-ready jobs, and he just giggles about it and says, well, I guess they just weren't so shovel-ready after all.
The lies of the left are just astounding to me. I just don't know how the left can tolerate. I mean, the amount of lying done. If Hillary Clinton had been elected, Hillary was lying about the Clinton Foundation. Mm-hmm. The WikiLeaks, I think, exposed her. I mean, the criminal investigation needs to be reopened over Weiner's emails. This whole idea that you could have Loretta Lynch shut down an investigation where Hillary is, my whole point of my book, Partners in Crime.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The Clinton Foundation needs to be shut down. The fact that Hillary lost should not end the criminal investigation of the Clinton Foundation and the Clintons, who both benefited by annulment, enriching themselves from a charity, undermining a charity in the process, and thereby, made charitable giving more questionably a legitimate activity. These are things that need to be investigated. And they need to be brought to justice. I want to see the Clinton Foundation shut down, and somebody's got to go to jail over this.
Mm-hmm. Well, does President Obama partner?
Well, I think if he does, it'll be a disgrace. It'll be the mm-hmm. same way as President Ford pardoning Richard Nixon after
right.
Watergate, and it will right. be a stigma on the Democratic Party if you have to have the Clintons be pardoned in order not to go to jail. And, they've not been indicted with anything yet. How is he going to pardon them? I mean, he's going to pardon them for everything
any future
they have done.
Exactly, right.
I mean, this is ridiculous. The the Clintons need to be brought to justice. The American people repudiated Hillary Clinton in an election, but that does not put an end to their criminality.
Mm.
And I don't think we can allow them just simply to go off now into retirement and continue to benefit from all the international pay-to-play schemes and enrichment they've gotten out of that foundation. The money needs to be returned to charity.
Right. Well, Jerry, you know, what we've been insisting on this show, because some people, you know, they're really focused in on the Clintons, but this is about the character of our nation, the heart and soul of what we're about. Are we a rule of law? Are we going to follow the rules where there is fair play and things are done just and rightly? Or do we just ignore that? Because Hillary, in much the same way that Richard Nixon got to the point that he got to, it was because people chose to stick their head in the sand and not confront these issues. We have an opportunity to confront this issue and, you know, kind of lance this boil, so to speak, of just junk and get it out of our, national consciousness if we can, if that's even possible, to where we can truly, bring back some integrity to our government. Would that be possible?
Well, I mean, this is the key issue, and also the Constitution. I mean, let's also remember that we've got a Constitution and all these executive orders that Barack Obama signed, all of these bypassing of, Congress and rewriting the rules, all of this stuff has got to be reversed
mm-hmm.
if we're going to have a constitutional republic as our forefathers intended. And I think this is the time to, really get serious about these issues, because this is what the defeat of Hillary Clinton was all about. If the nation had wanted more Clintons, they could have voted Hillary in and we wouldn't be there, but that's not what the nation did.
Right.
We have to remember that. We have to take that very seriously.
Well, exactly. I mean, they've made a decision, certainly, on this dynastic approach that was going on, whether it was the Clintons, the Bushes. If you'd had Hillary, then how far down the road before it's Chelsea?
And the criminality that have gone, the scandals that have gone with the Clintons since the very beginning, at least now we have Hillary where she's not going to be elected anymore. She's finished. I think her political career is finished. But that does not end bringing to justice what the Clintons did with the Clinton Foundation.
Exactly. Right.
Other crimes that they may have committed. I think the WikiLeaks was very revealing in how the Democratic Party operates on the inside. And the links between journalists who were basically acting like partisan, the dinosaur media. Right.
They were a PR firm for the Clintons. Come on.
Like Pravda was for the Soviet Union.
Exactly.
Not news reporting. It was government-sanctioned reporting. And that's the reason the dinosaur media is dying. But this needs to be exposed. We need to continue pushing this issue. And, the Clintons need to be brought to justice, whatever that means. You can't have a foundation run for literally billions of dollars where 5% of it goes to charity, which is about the record of the Clinton Foundation historically. The rest of it goes to the Clintons and their friends. And there's a bunch of them that should be prosecuted, including Doug Band and a whole list.
Yes. Yeah, it is long. The list is definitely long. Well, Dr. Jerome Corsi has been with us, and Dr. Corsi, his new contribution and blessing, I would say, to all of us is his book, Good Night, Obama. It is a parody. And how can they get their hands on it, Jerry?
Well, the Good Night, Obama is now available on Amazon, and it's in the bookstores, and it will be increasingly in the bookstores. Good Night, Obama by me, Jerome Corsi, and I think it's a fun parody. Everybody to enjoy as we now see Obama in the last 60 days in office.
Well, here it is. Your chance to say good night to a soon-to-be former president. Good night to the birth certificate of unknown source.
Sure.
Good night, jobs without any remorse. Good night, safety. Let's open the borders and on and on. Dr. Jerome Corsi. Thank you, Jerry.
Evening's upon us, a time to relax and enjoy. But preparing a feast for those you're most thankful for can be overwhelming. Boston Market's executive chef and culinary director Rebecca Davis says, let them help.
Boston Market's open on Thanksgiving Day and has everything to cover all your needs, from mashed potatoes to extra stuffing and even extra green beans and apple pies.
Other advice? Make sides your own by adding extra touches.
One of the things that I really like to do is to pick up my mashed potatoes, take them home, add some fresh Gouda cheese, chives, and roasted garlic to them. This gives my mashed potatoes a little bit of an extra flair and gives guests something they'll surely enjoy.
And what to do with those leftovers? Try a turkey and Swiss bread pudding.
It reuses your leftover turkey and dinner rolls. You mix that together with a little bit of caramelized onions, some fresh herbs. Put everything in the oven, and within a half hour, you have a hot, fresh, new meal for you and your family.
Go to bostonmarket.com for tips, recipes, and a location nearest you.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Who is the gopher's ally? His friend. The harmless squirrel and the friendly rabbit. I'm going to use you two guys to do my dirty work for me.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, the way you like it, fresh every day, coming at you 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. I'm Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Gail Trotter is with us, an attorney and senior fellow with the Independent Women's Forum and co-founder of Schaefer & Trotter PLC, a law firm in metropolitan Washington, D.C. that advises entrepreneurs and small businesses. And, Gail, I think things are looking up for small businesses just around the corner.
That's absolutely right. We have a lot of promise that small businesses are not going to be hampered by the federal government at every turn going forward. There's some real policy differences that are going to be implemented, and you're going to see a total change, a transformation of the federal government from how it's been under almost 8 years of President Barack Obama.
Well, nothing like my dad used to say, the best form of revenge is success. And I really believe this, Gail. I believe we're just on the other side of a tsunami of positive motivation and movement in this country that is going to free open these jobs and this human potential that has been lying dormant and has been handcuffed for the last 8 years. And we're about ready for, I think, just a real blessed time for this country and the people in it. And this in spite of what Brandon Dixon would suggest and what he said the other night to Vice President-elect Mike Pence at the showing of the play Hamilton.
That's right. And I think that when you kind of take into effect the fact that the media elite, all the people on the, the talk shows, the talking heads, they see this existential threat from Donald Trump and his team because they know that he is not going to be business as usual, and they are still trying to use all of the cultural capital they have to try and you know, deflect and defeat Donald Trump at every point. But you think about just like Margaret Thatcher's election in the United Kingdom in 1979, that foretold Ronald Reagan's victory in 1980. We had Brexit this year on June 23rd, and that laid the path for Trump's victory. I'd say the same forces were at play, and the organizers of the Hillary campaign made the same mistake as those of the Remain campaign. They hurled insult after insult at the voters, and this was all in a misguided attempt to shame them into voting the correct way. This is not going to go away with Donald Trump's victory on Election Day, because they're going to continue, like at Hamilton, like all the cultural elites, they're going to continue to try and shame people away from supporting Donald Trump's policies.
Mm-hmm. Well, when he says that we're a diverse America, I mean, that's code for, you know, totally tolerant, totally acceptable. I mean, you know, and people have figured that out. I mean, certainly their vote said that loud and clear. And, you know, again, I think there's major issues to deal with, you know, like getting America back to work, getting our health care squared away, protecting our national security here and abroad. There are so many things that we can do so dramatically that will make a big difference in people's lives, that some of these social issues that have overwhelmed the agenda and the public consciousness will maybe be put in its proper perspective. What do you think?
Absolutely correct. And it wasn't just Hillary Clinton who was dismissing her opponents as deplorables. We're seeing it continue to ring out in these marches and these protests across the country. And that message that we hear from the left of inclusion rings false when you have love Trump's hate and you have violent protests going on, windows being broken and people being shamed. Then it really shows that I think the American people woke up, including members of the Democratic coalition, that they're being called deplorable. So the key is to focus away from the name calling and to not let it affect the new administration, but to focus on the fact that we have a $20 trillion national debt. We have an entitlement problem, and the only way to fix both of those problems is to have a growth economy. That is the only thing that is going to rescue the country from this kind of economic distress. And with the new administration, there's an idea that there are many things that can be done, including the corporate tax rate, that will free up the engine that has been blocked by the grit that has been thrown into it by the Obama administration.
Well, Gail, if I'm hearing you clearly and understanding what you're saying, and I believe I agree, I think you and I are on the same page on this issue, is that arguing, you know, Trump's consciousness and calling him a bigot and a racist has little to do, and it's a distortion, number one. Number two, it's a distraction from the main topic at hand and the things that are really going to solve these problems. It's kind of like we used to say in marketing, is that ideas solve sales and sales solve everything. And in this particular case, it is the ideas that are going to solve the economy, and the economy takes care of everything, doesn't it?
That's right, and it's a basic question of fairness. I think Americans have seen recently that those who work hard and follow the rules, including on immigration, are not seeing the fruits of their labor, and they're resenting watching others flaunt these rules and laws with impunity. So when you think about the election results, minority voters came out and Hispanics came out in stronger numbers for Donald Trump than for Mitt Romney. And this was after an unrelenting assault on Donald Trump as being a bigot and a racist and all the name-calling that we heard launched against him. So it shows that I think in this election, it was more of a question of fairness of, you know, are people who are working hard and following the rules having a chance in this economy? And there are real solutions to be had. And this, I think, heralds a real change in direction for people in America who want to follow the rules and work hard.
Well, don't we have to hold into perspective this movement still that wants to insist that somebody's lives matter over others, whether it's black or, you know, the gay LGBT movement, that sort of thing, and hold that in proper perspective? I mean, this is really What I sense again and what I'm seeing is the same thing that Bill Clinton was faced, if you remember, when he was elected. Initially they started saying, well, 5% of America is homosexual, and that number just started climbing like immigration numbers. And by the time he was elected the first time, over 20% of America was homosexual. Well, they marched into the Oval Office and said, hey, look, we got you elected, and we represent, 20% of America. And Bill Clinton says, I don't think so. You know, it's actually less than 5. You know, we'll call it a good day. Hey, I'm not going to do anything to disturb, your movement here. You know, at the end of the day, we'll be friends, but we're going to hold this in proper perspective. He was not going to let his administration or his legacy be defined by, some exaggerated number of 20%. And I think, again, here it is. I mean, what the cast of Hamilton, I think what they were referring to is some of these social agendas that, is America really, I mean, when you look at what they're most concerned about, I don't think they're most concerned about this.
No, and that's...
With all due respect.
Right, that's been a real problem of the Democratic Party, and you might remember after Mitt Romney's defeat in 2012, there was this Republican National Committee autopsy where they tried to figure out what went wrong and how to fix things going forward. And this is a real opportunity for the Democratic Party to have a reappraisal of this divisive political rhetoric that they've been putting out there, the Black Lives Matter, the Occupy Wall Street, all of these things on financial things, against the banks, against corporations, anything where they have tried to pit one group of Americans against another group of Americans. That is not a way to have a winning coalition. And you see this not just in the presidential election, but around the country. Republicans are in a better state in governorships, in controls of the houses, of the local legislatures. And so it's trickled down to the state levels, too.
Well, the problem is when you blow things up and you put things into chaos, you better have somebody who can lead you out of it. And right now, the Democrats are coming up empty. And believe it or not, it is a non-politician in the name of Donald J. Trump who is demonstrating leadership and a breath of fresh air for this country. What do you think, Gail?
Right. And who would have thought that? It shows that Americans are just totally sick of Washington, D.C. and want something other than politics as usual because
exactly.
It doesn't work for them.
Exactly. Gail Trotter, attorney in Washington, senior fellow with the Independent Women's Forum. Thank you, Gail.
This report is brought to you by Jason's Deli. What does tradition mean to you? For 40 years, the tradition at Jason's Deli has always been making quality meals for the communities it loves. As a way of saying thank you to their loyal customers, participating Jason's Deli locations will be celebrating its 40th anniversary with a Customer Appreciation Day on Wednesday, November 30th. With a purchase of any adult entree, diners will also get select signature menu items at their original prices from 1976. Some sandwiches are as low as $1.35. Joe Tatoris Jr., founder of Jason's Deli.
From our gluten-free and meatless items to our historic ban of artificial trans fats, Jason's Deli has consistently been at the forefront of change when it comes to offering menu items that anyone can enjoy. We're proud to be founded on this principle of choice and will continue to honor this tradition for many years to come.
To learn more and check for participating Jason's Deli locations, visit www.jasonsdeli.com.
Hey, it's Prince Royce with a special holiday message from Sprint. For me, it's not the holidays if I'm not spending time with my friends and family. This year's Black Friday deals with Sprint are an incredible way to find just the right gift for those special people in your life and avoid the shopping lines so you can still spend some quality time with them. Now get a free 43-inch 4K LG Smart TV when you buy an LG V20 device. Or if you're looking to pick up a Samsung Galaxy S7, Sprint will throw in a Samsung Galaxy Tab E for free. Visit your local Sprint store or sprint.com/holiday for more information. Wishing everyone out there a happy holiday season.
LG V20, $33 for 24 months with installment billing. GS7, $28.96 for 24 months with installment billing. Tab E free after $10 monthly credits. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Taxes due at sale. Early termination results in remaining balance due. Restrictions apply.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you for loving and setting me free. Thank you for giving your life just for me.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
How I thank you, Lord.
It's in the spirit of this Thanksgiving week. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. David Whalen is with us. He is a provost professor of English at Hillsdale College. Dr. Whalen, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Doing very well, thank you. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. I want to talk to you about what's happening on our college campuses. The majority of America looks at what's going on and going, we're paying all this money and these kids are unwinding in front of us. They can't take tests. They're almost throwing themselves in the fetal position here. What is the future of America if this is our future that is crumbling over an election process? What's going on?
That's an excellent question. It is indeed a worrying spectacle. It's however, predictable. For a long, long time, higher education has been politicized. And when it is politicized in the way that it has been, such that students are taught to take a certain progressive political line, to demonize those who disagree with them, it results in their being turned into infants. It infantilizes
right.
students, and you get these kinds of hysterical responses, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and it's even extended and given place, you know, at the theater. Who would have thought? You go to get, you know, get entertained, see a little bit of history. The vice president-elect shows up, and next thing you know, even the artists are freaking out, and they can't help themselves, and they have to, you know, share their... you know, their political opinion from the stage. But I thought the way Vice President-elect Mike Pence handled it was stellar.
That's right. It was mature, balanced, reasonable. He even appreciated the production, just shrugged off the rather offensive and personal nature of the implications, at least, in what they said to him.
Well, and I think this is the opportunity here, Dr. Whalen, that when somebody is offended... I mean, we can react in kind and get offended back, but then we miss the point. You know, can we listen You know, can we hear the person's pain and concern, even though it may be ill-founded? But I think this is the opportunity that we have right now. If we're going to reverse what has been happening over these past decades, not only in the college campuses, but in the public square.
Good point. That's an excellent point. It's important not to simply turn around and become hysterical over college students being hysterical. The thing to do is to ask, how is it that a generation of young people are so ill-equipped to handle political reversals, at least as they see them? And what can we do in our institutions of higher learning to equip students to reason, to debate, to handle setbacks with a mature resolve rather than a collapse into, you know, emotion?
Well, what I'm thinking of, and I know your heart's in the same way, Waylon, and that is, you know, for these very souls and these young kids that have a future and a hope, and they're getting derailed, you know, by this process, by the indoctrination of these professors that operate in the theoretical. At some point, you know, practical has to collide with the theoretical. And we are in a country right now at a dramatic crossroads, and I think a golden opportunity at the same time, should Jesus tarry. You know, sometimes I look at what happened here in this country as almost a, what I refer to as a Nineveh moment, like what happened with the nation of Nineveh when the prophet went to them and said, look, this is the problem here in River City. And they responded. It started with the leadership. And they said, you're right. And they repented. And God gave them a 100-year reprieve. You know, whether or not we get a 100-year reprieve, God only knows. I'm not predicting dates here, but it just seems that we're in a potential pattern of history here, and we have a golden opportunity to respond to this in a dramatic way, and that is that you've got the very souls of God's creation at hand here. What is their future? What is their hope? And it's like we need to make up for this poor indoctrination that has taken place. For example, I was blessed enough, and I will say this, and some people, I think it wasn't much of a blessing, I had 2 years. I enjoyed 2 years in the Marine Corps, and even including a 12-week boot camp training. And I've got some drill instructors that could do a great job in helping these kids come a long way and be the men and women potentially that is there and counter this indoctrination that they've experienced that will not serve them well.
I think that's a couple of good points there. Everyone has noticed that we're at a kind of a crossroads nationally. And in fact, I think that contributes somewhat to the intensity of the response to the election. So this crossroads has a spiritual dimension.
Yes.
Not very many people are talking about that. But it is a moment when we can become more aware and more deeply appreciative of our own moral state and condition and what we need to become in order to be duly grateful for all the blessings we received.
And this is what, you know, I believe it's all about. I mean, just what you want to do is get at the end of the road and have a shoulda, coulda, woulda moment, you know, when it's all right there. You know, God is true to his word. He's ever faithful. And, you know, as someone shared with me the other day was Jonathan Kahn, the author of The Harbinger, when we were talking about God's peace. And he brought to mind, he says, in the Jewish culture, God's peace is an ever pursuing act of wholeness toward us. And I just really embraced that. That was so meaningful to me because God knows that, you know, we're defective as a result of this fallen world. And he who reigns here, that we deal with this, but yet God wishes his peace, peace that's not of this world, and the peace that makes us whole again. And would we not want that for all his creation?
That's right. A slightly older fashioned way of making that point is St. Augustine's. He mm-hmm. describes peace not as the absence of conflict, but he calls it tranquillitas ordinis, the tranquility of order.
Yes.
That is something that is certainly a gift from above.
Yes. Yeah, I had another friend. He would always talk about it in terms of that there's no loose ends. You know, I like that as well. That description is that, hey, it's all for a purpose, and here it is right now. Things are happening, and I believe of a spiritual consequence. This is a time for us to hit the pause button, as, you know, we read many times in the Old Testament. You see that little word says Selah, you know, and I always say it's a Selah moment. It's time to pause and really meditate. And I think here's where we are right now. And I am grateful for a vice president-elect who used sound judgment, had a Selah moment, and came back with wisdom in response to what, you know, was being said, you know, from the stage of this incredible historic event that's happening on Broadway. So I think it's, you know, though people are talking about it, I think it's good. And I think that, you know, they were concerned. They laid it out. And I think the vice president offered some good words of wisdom. And, you know, this is a thing that we need everybody's involvement in. It's not going to be all one way, but it's going to be a way in which, you know, I think we'll benefit, you know, benefit the majority of Americans here in this country.
Certainly, we need to approach differences with a sense of responsibility and a mature charity. And I think that's exactly what the vice president-elect did over the weekend.
Well, at Hillsdale College, we know that fundamentally you believe in the Word of God and also in our Constitution. This has been something that, you know, the university, the college has been promoting. And it is a time for us to get back to our roots. I mean, if we don't know what we're going to believe in, if we think that it is not definitive, it's still theoretical, and the facts are still being written, then we get ourselves in trouble. And I say we become unanchored from those established principles that have served us, you know, time and again, has served our fathers and our forefathers as well.
Right, that's right. The question with respect to the Constitution is, or at least it can be put very simply, is the Constitution just a procedure manual, which is something that I think progressives tend to think, or is it a set of procedures? Sure, but wrapped around or contoured along the lines of our own God-given human nature. Mm-hmm. And if it's the latter, then we throw it away or ignore it at our very grave peril.
Exactly. Yeah, in much the same way you would throw away the law of gravity. Huh? Would you want to do that? Probably not more than once. I mean, I would hope not. I mean, if you keep falling off the building to say you're going to prove that it doesn't work, well, you know, you might be part of a comedic parody or something, but and greatly bruised as a result.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, and I agree. This is, you know, part of this process as we continue the conversation. And Dr. David Whalen is with us. Dr. Whalen, thank you. I you know, I'm like you. I'm for these kids, and I whatever it's going to take, you know, to help them out and make them better citizens of this country, the world, and responsible parents and contributors to this great American experiment, I'm all for that.
Right, right. We certainly need to do better than we have done.
Amen. Well, hey, we have tomorrow, right? And tomorrow could be the start of it. Why not? Dr. David Whalen, Hillsdale College Provost, with us. Thank you so much, Dr. Whalen. This is Bill Martinez, a couple of minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson.